when you think of what community means, you think of this environment that uplifts you. It's a place of memories and challenges and difficulties, but it's also like that place you go for comfort and closure and place you feel loved. It's filled with amazing friends, families, and neighbors. And for me, this place is Canada North. And unfortunately, I have to say bye on April 3rd and move out to Canada South. So buckle up, guys. Hop in your cars, fasten that seatbelt, and let's head on to Highway 417 West towards Canada. I loved living here. It's memories that I've created. I live right behind a school, and I was the first batch of grades to attend South March Public School. It was a school that went from JK to grade 6, and I was the first batch of grade 6 grads. And I was so prone to hearing the bells, the laughters, the recess of all these kids, even after I graduated South March. And I continued my journey as a student. I went to Jack, I went to West Carleton Secondary School, and then I came to Carleton. But even in those moments, I was able to accomplish so much in that neighborhood. I got my first job working as a cashier at Sobeys.
Great, $19, how do you want to pay today?
Visa.
Okay, so you made your money, sir.
So these are all mine?
Yep, they're all yours.
What this neighborhood gave me. It gave me that feeling of being accomplished, you know? Another reason why I love Canada North is the sense of like neighbors. We treat each other like families, you know? You could hear people gardening or just, yeah, you'll hear Tim working in his garage or you'll have like, you know, some aunties doing their morning walks, and you'll have other people on their porches and barbecue season. It just feels like home, and they'll always offer you good companionship. And for me, like, my background is Bangladeshi, and we're Muslim. We never felt like an outsider. This is what that neighborhood did. It brought all these positive memories together. But it's even smaller things. It fostered this environment that gave me a sense of belonging. And as a minority, you know, as a visible minority, that's what Canada North did. It never made me feel like an outsider. It was very wholesome and made me feel so loved. And what's even more funny, it's like the high school I went to in the middle of nowhere. I never thought I was being targeted for being brown or for being Muslim or for being a bit too feminine. I was always treated with the utmost respect. I was always treated like a human being. And when I hear stories about people who live in Ottawa, who live even in the other side, like Orleans or Barrhaven, they never get that. They still feel that gap. But I never felt that. And my family has never felt that. We always felt so loved. And which is why, like, when I think of home and when I think of a community, like, this house, even though it's a small house, it's jam-packed with so many amazing memories.